The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 28th day, Tuesday of March 2023. And tonight our producer, at least for a little while, is none other than Style.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Style. And way out yonder in Missouri, we have none other than, well, than the Parson Joe Larson himself.
Yeah, that highly unpaid professional assistant. I'm here, ready to go to work.
And I am your host, none other, and of course I'm their hero too, Pastor Ernie Sanders. And so with that, well, we have a lot to talk about tonight, don't we, Joe?
I've got a stack of stuff we couldn't cover if we had 4 hours a night.
Well, we don't, so we better get right to it. Do you remember the title of the message?
The Biblical Response for Corrupt Government and Society, which
all
we've
right.
got plenty of both.
Well, you're not kidding, and we're going to pick it up where we left off now. Last night we talked about the seven major dispensations, and we said we'd be speaking of the third, which is the dispensation of divine human government, which is called the Noahic Covenant, And this was given to Noah and all of those perpetual generations when Noah had departed from the ark. And so we're going to pick up. Now, we talked about, we read the chapter last night, but tonight we're going to go back to it, but in different pieces, not in chronological order. So we're going to start with the five points of divine human government that's given to us here in the Word of God. One is to whom it's given. Two is the intent. That means man was to govern for God. Three was the purpose, the entire purpose of divine human government. We'll talk about that. Four, the means by which man was to govern for God. And then five, those nations that are in compliance with the points one through four. Okay, so let's
those
pick...
Those are the ones that are blessed.
That's right. And so we'll pick it up, starting with verse one. To whom...
Can I make a quick comment? Because you
yeah.
phrase, the nations that are blessed are those in compliance with God. It seems to me so simple. America right now is suffering because why? We're not in compliance with God. And it's got to be the simplest message we can deliver up there, Pastor Ernie. We're not going to be blessed till this nation gets back in compliance with God, right?
Well, two Bible verses, I think, say it so plain. 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells you the remedy, but we understand that. But the vast majority of the people in the country are totally biblical literate, so they're clueless. Now, people don't understand what is happening to their children. What is happening? What's wrong? What's going on here? Well, the answer is in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. He tells you, God tells you very clear. There's not even a whisper of a stutter. It's as clear as the nose on your face. But the fact of it is, the spiritual intellect of the people is far, far below the ability to grasp what God's Word, the Bible, is saying. They have been so dumbed down. I mean, so, so very dumbed down. And, I mean, it's an amazing thing. I don't want to sound mean or nasty, but, you know, you talk to some of these, especially some of the younger people nowadays, and, you know, they are, well, they're mental midgets. They're intellectually
totally
void.
Lost. They're totally confused, and they're totally ignorant.
Yeah. But let's start now, Joe, with point one, point number one. And this is to whom it was given. So you read me verses 9 through 15.
9 through 15. Okay.
Well, actually, just read me 9 through 14. 9 through 14.
And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark, to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Now, you see, so who did he make this covenant with? He made it with all mankind for perpetual generations, all living beings. Now,
right. All
this
to Noah, which would be everyone on earth, right?
Right. This is the only dispensational covenant that spans. It spans all of the others. This is the only one. And so he said he made it to all the living creatures for perpetual generations. Now he says as a token of this, he places his rainbow, in the sky. Now, the rainbow is mentioned four times in Scripture, four different times. It's mentioned here in Genesis 9. It's mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 1. It's mentioned in Revelation 4 and also Revelation chapter 10. And what is, in every case, the rainbow represents two things. Do you know what the two things are, Joe?
Well, it's God's covenant. It's a covenant with man that if they, you know, follow him, they will be his people.
Well, actually, what here?
His judgment.
Yeah, judgment and mercy. Judgment and mercy. Judgment and mercy. Now, we see here.
Well, it's also a covenant, right?
Right, but the rainbow is a symbol.
Oh, symbol.
Yeah, it's a symbol. Now, here the covenant was with Abraham, was with Noah. Now here, you have, in this case, God destroyed 8 billion people off the face of the earth. And that was the judgment. The mercy was he spared 8 people. So his judgment was 8 billion. And we see, again, in Ezekiel 1, the same thing, his judgment and then his mercy. And then now, we see it a little differently there in Revelation chapter 4 because it's actually the Bema Seat. But then again, we see his righteous judgment and then also his mercy, okay? And then we see the same thing in Revelation chapter 10. And so, now the second point, Joe, was the intent that man was to govern for God. So
Right.
Read verses 1 through 4. 1 through 4.
And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat.
Okay, so here now, going back to verse 1, when he says, And God blessed Noah and his sons, and he said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now, this is already the third time he says to be fruitful, multiply. He says it again here in the same chapter. Now, it's an interesting thing because that word in the Hebrew is pronounced male, okay? And it simply means to fill to overflowing, okay? Now, this is what God has commanded man to do. God has told us to fill the earth to overflowing. How does that come in conflict with what the satanic government is telling us?
They tell us that the earth is too crowded and that we must cut down the population. We must get rid of people. They must die off or something.
All right. So now he says, And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the earth, upon all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. In your hand they are delivered. Now, that word, in your hand, they are delivered. That's the primeval commission, Joe. And that means, well, it's actually called the dominion mandate. The dominion mandate. And so that means God, now listen, God gave mankind. He didn't give Al Gore. He didn't give the World Economic Forum. He didn't give the World Health Organization. He didn't give the United Nations. He didn't give, you know, the deep state. He gave humanity, man, dominion over the environment. Mankind, dominion over the environment. And so here he goes on, but we'll see that as we go through here that he kept dominion of man for himself. Dominion of man was kept of God. And he goes on. Now we go to the third point. Now, Joe, this is the entire purpose. The entire purpose, Joe, of divine human government, of legitimate, of what God has given us, the entire purpose here. Read verses 5 through 7.
And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. At the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And you be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein.
Okay, so here he makes it very clear. He tells you that he kept dominion of man for himself. He gave dominion of the environment to humanity, to mankind, but he kept dominion of man for himself. How does that square with the abortion laws?
Kind of totally diametrically opposed.
Okay, so now here, he gives us the statute of the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us the statute of the death penalty. Now, I am in complete compliance with this statute as given here in the Word of God, but I am not in favor. You know, I spent 45 years going to death row. Also, and with a team of pastors going up ministering on death row, and I can tell you, I have absolutely, totally against the state of Ohio putting anybody to death. Because of the corruption, because I happen to know of a number of innocent men that have been executed. And our judicial system is so corrupted. And it really, look, guilt or innocence in today's society, in our judicial system, really means very little. It really does mean it's who you can pay and basically who can put on the best performance. It's really...
Who can afford the best attorneys, really, has the money to fight.
And who can buy the best judges.
Right.
That's, unfortunately, that is the society we're living in.
Our nation is corrupt. We have a corrupt government. We have a corrupt legal system. And, you know, the entire country, we're committing suicide through corruption. Why? The love of money is the root of all evil. Everybody wants, is greedy, and they use corruption to make themselves, to enrich themselves, and so are destroying the nation.
All right, so here again in verse 7, and you be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply there. And again, he tells you to populate the entire deep state, the entire Democratic Communist Collective, all of them, and starting with our Department of Defense, say depopulate, depopulate the planet. God says to populate the planet.
Antichrist versus the children, the sons and daughters of God. That's what we've been telling people. It's spiritual war between the forces of the Antichrist and those of us that are the sons and daughters of the living God. And it's the battle that started way back when Satan went after Adam and Eve, and it's ongoing to this day.
Right. Well, again, like you and I and the people listening to us out there tonight, they understand what we're saying here. They understand what the Word of God is teaching. But the vast, 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 vast majority of the people in this country are complete la-la landers. They're clueless. They have no idea what the Bible teaches, that what we just said is even in the Word of God. And for the vast majority of them, they don't believe in God, but they will. The fact of it is, there is no chance at all, none, zip, not even a trace of a chance that everybody that is living today will someday believe in God. Now here, you see, Joe, because again, there are no unbelievers in heaven or hell. All of them.
Right.
They believe, some to glory and eternal life and some to eternal torment, but they all believe. Now,
so therefore then, one thing, the entire purpose of divine human government is to protect the image of God.
To preserve the image of God. Yeah.
Preserve, rather. Okay.
Okay, so now we go over to verse 4. The means by which man will govern for God. Okay, so go to Psalms 119. Psalms 119, and read me verses 1 through 8.
Psalms 119. Right?
Uh-huh.
And 1 through 8.
Right.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will mediate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in the statutes. I will not forget thy word.
All right. All right, let me see now here. I am missed something here. Let me read this again. 119 verses 1 through 8. Blessed are they undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and seek him with their whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep the precepts diligently. Oh, that thy ways were directed to keep thy statutes. And then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with the uprightness of heart, and I will have learned the righteousness of judgment, and I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not. Now, you notice what he says here for a couple of things. He says, I am the Lord, the law, when he refers to, by the way, who walk in the law. You know the word for the law, don't you? It's Torah. That's where you get the five books,
yeah,
the
Torah,
five books the of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Torah. And here he tells you about this, what he's referring to in verse 2. Blessed are they that keep thy testimonies. In the Hebrew, that word edah, okay, is in the Hebrew. Now, it's an interesting thing here, because now he mentions these things. He mentions his law, his statutes, his testimonies, his precepts, his commandments. There's also his covenants and his promises. So, going back to Genesis 9 and verse 4, the means by which man was to govern for God was God's laws, God's statutes, God's testimonies, God's precepts, God's commandments. Now, if you go all through Psalm 119, I'm going to tell you, it's very, very clear. And then you get to the fifth point. The fifth point, that those nations that are in compliance with points 1 through 4 will be at peace with God. Go back to Genesis 9 and read verses 15 through 17.
Genesis 9, verses what?
15 through 17.
Okay. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth.
All right,
so
very good.
All of nature is under this covenant, every living creature.
Yeah, and it goes... this spans the entire, all seven dispensations. And so,
well, because it says it'll be a covenant perpetual, meaning ongoing forever. As long as God exists, his covenant will exist.
Absolutely. And so, actually, it'll exist until the end of the seventh dispensation. And then at the seventh dispensation, there is no more earth as we know it. It's either heaven or hell. And so, all right, with that, we're gonna stop right there and go to a quick break, and then we got a lot of stuff to cover, so let's go.
Well, there's people on the left and people on the right, and there's people that's in between. You better hope you're right when you leave this life and bow before the King of Kings. Bow before the King of Kings.
Some say I'm a little bit too far right when I write and sing my song, but on Judgment Day before God's throne, I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right than wrong.
They say no one murdered more than Hitler did. Most people would say that's true. But of over 50 million babies that were never born might disagree with you. Yeah, they might disagree with you.
Some say I'm a little bit too far right when I write and sing my song. But on Judgment Day before God's throne, I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right than wrong. We got a right to feel the way we feel. We got a right to make a stand. And I'm proud to say on my wedding day that my woman was not a man, a great big ugly man. Some say I'm a little bit too far right when I write and sing my song. Judgment Day before God's throne, I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right than wrong. Thank God I'm saved on Judgment Day. I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right than wrong.
Boy, you're not kidding about that. I've got to make an announcement, Joe, because Miss Wendy has asked me, would you please let the folks know that her sale on her all-natural herbs is going to be going all the way through the 31st of this month, the last day of this month. And folks, let me tell you, stock up now. I encourage you to get the best natural medicines because the opposition, the Antichrist, the deep state out there, they are going to every means they can to take away the natural medicines from you. They do not want you. They want you to be taking what Big Pharma puts out, the drugs. It's a wicked, evil time we're living in. And I keep a full supply of her natural herbs on hand. They're the best you can get. And I highly encourage you to go to her website. It's www.thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or you can give her a call at 866-229-3663. You know, Wendy, she'll take the time out, even in her very, very busy day. I've never seen her at any time not take time out to answer people's questions, who have questions and help her. Even though some days I've known that she was, like, really busy, and people call, and a lot of them just want to call and talk, and but she is she's a real little sweetheart, and her medicines are good, and I highly recommend you get a good supply. I'd give her a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And I'd get one of her catalogs if I were you. I really would get one of her catalogs and look through that and decide what it is you need to stock up on, and I would do that. And so, Joe, I want to go to one of the things that's happening out here before we get into Memphis, but here out in Geauga County, there is an apostate church. It's called the Community in Chestland. It's called the Community Church. It's an apostate church. I really believe that if a new sin could be invented, they would be embracing it tomorrow. Joe, God's Word, the Bible, how does God's Word, the Bible, refer to the sin of sodomy?
As an abomination, which is the smell of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God.
All right, five times in the Bible, God's Word, the Bible. Is God just? Is God just? Is God merciful? Is he just?
Yes.
Okay, so
but
so
he hates sin, and he's made it clear that certain ones, he called it an abomination. That's a very strong word.
And five times he refers to them as dogs. Dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not a good thing, right?
No, it was kind of the lowest thing in Israel was the dock.
Well, you know, it was the least respected, okay?
Yeah.
In Israel, the least, we should use the word revered. The lion was the top revered, but the dogs were looked upon and least revered. And, of course, it's not that way here with us today. We see different, but in their culture. And so in that culture, they referred to these people. Now, that is not a good thing. That is not a good thing at all, is it, to be referred to that way?
No.
Okay, so now here, this apostate church is one of these, what they call LGBTQ. Now, my definitions for that is lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer. So there's another pastor out there I was just reading. His is, let God burn them quickly. That was his reverse. And that'll happen unless they repent. Unless they repent, that'll happen, won't it? Well, here, it's this coming Saturday, they're going to have a pedophile show where they bring in what they call a drag queen. Now, over in the book of Jude, it refers to these people as brute beasts. And here's the article from Ideal Stream Public Media by Gabriel Kramer, and he writes, despite arson attempt, drag events go on in Geauga County. And so, and is referring to it, this community church. Now, here, it's an interesting thing because the doors of the church, there's a couple, you know, little, if you were to take, say, a candle, or a kerosene lamp and hold it up to where the smoke that comes out of the top, it would put a black spot upon the doors, and that looks like what they did here. They called it arson. There's no damage at all. You can wipe it off. But they got this big picture in here, and They're going to have their drag queen show, and here's what they say. Despite an arson attempt at the apostate satanic church of Chesterland over the weekend, well, I put the apostate satanic in.
You're right.
The church is sticking by its planned drag pedophilia storytelling event this Saturday. Do not do this. To back down, to cancel, is to give credence to this idea that a small number of people in this county get to tell the rest of us what to do. In other words, they're referring to Christians as the small amount of people, and they're referring to the majority as sodomites.
Right.
Said the pastor.
Kind of, it's the opposite, direct opposite of what the truth is.
Right, said the pastor of the satanic temple, if you will.
I was just going to say, don't call it a church because it's not a church. There is no possession of faith there. If they're bringing sodomites into the building, into the congregant, it is not a church.
Well, here in this article,
Satan, maybe.
In this article, he referred to how they've been attacked before and had their rainbow flags taken down. Well, of course, it's the sodomite rainbow, and it's different than the actual. God's rainbow has seven colors, and that's the number for perfection. The sodomite rainbow has six colors, which is the number for man. And so he goes on to say, of course, the church is known for being a LGBTQ church, and Drag Story Hour is this coming Saturday. And then before that, though, there's a really, really dirty, dirty place in Chardon called Element 41. And when I talk about, I'm talking about dirty, according to God's Word, the Bible refers to what they do as the unclean thing. And it's a sodomite so-called restaurant, I guess. In addition to storytelling at the Satanic Temple, is partnering with Element 41, a very, very unclean restaurant in Chardon, to host a what they call a pedophile drag brunch on the same day. This Element 41, I wouldn't. Well, I'm going to tell you, you talk about dirty, has a history of supporting sodomy. And the owner, Paul Mendolera, said he received harassment, bigoted messages, and threats to burn down the restaurant because of the pedophile drag brunch. He and Peacock are adamant that they won't be canceled. Now, this is, see, again, God's word in the Bible makes it very clear. It's repent or perish, isn't it? It's repent or perish. And what they're trying to promote as legitimate, as natural and acceptable, again, like you said, God's word, the Bible said, is repulsive. It is so repulsive to him that he refers to it, okay, as abominable, as something, like you said, the old Hebrew definition is the stench of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God. But anyhow, that's what's taking place this Saturday in Chardon and Chestlin, Ohio. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people. The police are sick. They don't want any part of it. People don't want any part of it. And here's the thing. What they're doing to the children, again, God's word, the Bible, is very, very clear, Joe, on the reason things are this way. In fact, in the Bible, if you go to the book of Hosea, for example, and I'm the one-armed man. I only can use one arm right now.
Do you want what part?
Just read Hosea chapter 4, verse 6.
Verse 6, okay. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children.
All right, so now I want you to think about this here. What are we? The church is what? It's a nation of holy what? Chosen priesthood. We are to be priests. The church
right.
are to be priests, okay? Now, he's referring to the leaders here of Israel in this passage here. He's referring to the leaders. And he's saying, because you have forgotten our laws, my word, you've forgotten his word, he's going to forget your children. Joe, are our children dying from fentanyl? And our children, from hell came this doctrine of transgender. There is.
When you and I were young in school, we didn't have transgenders. In fact, we had very little sodomy, very few people, you know, coming out as homosexual. Back, I know people laughed in days of Father Knows Best, Leave It to Beaver. Life was much happier, kinder, safer.
Cleaner.
And it was cleaner. And there was, when I went to high school, we took rifles with us to school because we had a shooting club. And you could go to the parking lot at my high school. There would be deer rifles and pickups from the guys coming in from out on the ranches and stuff. And nobody ever touched a gun or even thought about threatening somebody with one. It was just unheard of. Yeah, there were fights. There were fist fights. In fact, a lot of them. But if somebody got knocked down, they didn't jump and start kicking and beating the person. The fight was over when the person didn't get up. And the cruelty wasn't there. The mob mentality wasn't there. And it all started when we started, the farther we got from God, the worse everything has become the more violent, the more sexualized, the more depraved, the less mercy. Anything you see, I'm looking at a stack of stuff. Teen overdose deaths have doubled in the past 3 years. Hospitals are talking about the children are coming depressed. They're cutting themselves. They're threatening suicide. Many are committing suicide. They're overdosing on drugs. One article says our hospitals are overcrowded with kids who are trying to harm themselves. They did a big study of 4,700,000, almost 800,000 pediatric hospitalizations. Dartmouth College did this. And they found that from 2009 to 2019, mental health, this is hospitalizations, not just doctor visits, folks. These are people going to the hospital, increased 25%, cost over almost $1.4 billion. And then the portion of the pediatric mental health hospitalizations involving suicide or self-harm rose 64% in 2019. Cutting, suicides, overdosing. I mean, our children are suffering. And the sad part, one of the things you start digging in some of these articles, they are short mental health professionals to talk to these children. And I thought, well, that's strange. There seems like we've got psychologists, psychiatrists all over. But in the article, there were a lot of, weren't very many openings for counseling for these young people. And it seemed like a lot of the doctor, well, so-called doctors, I'm not sure, the psychology, you know, do not want to be treating them. And I think the problem is, if they don't accept the new liberal wokeism and the new all this new garbage, they get attacked. And if they try and tell the children the truth, they're going to be come after. So they're kind of in a catch-22. So they just say they're too full, too busy, and don't do the counseling. Well, what does that leave? It leaves the children going to these woke counselors who are pushing the transsexualism, who are pushing this new, you know, white privilege, woke agenda. Your problem is you've got white privilege and you have hate in your heart. And so it's kind of like a double whammy on the children.
Well, here, there's an article, Joe, The Left Unhinged. It's at World News Daily. And a bill would give therapists power to take children from parents without accusation, evidence, or trial. This is happening in another state. Where would you expect? The land of fruit and nuts in California. Mm-hmm. A California Democrat has proposed a bill that would allow a mental health professional, in other words, a fool, I think, nowadays. Let me stop there for a minute, see, because let's take a look at something that, first of all, common sense is not common. It's just not, okay? It used to be people with these, and we'd go to pastors, and over my years, I've counseled many, many, many people, okay? But now here's the thing, Joe. Most of these people that are going to these so-called mental health professionals or psychologists or psychiatrists, the object is many of them are suicidal. This is what this whole thing about is. These LGBT or these trans things, these boys that think they're girls and girls that think they're boys, and most of them, or many of them, have a death wish. They're suicidal. And
right.
Now here's the other point, Joe. The one profession that's got the highest rate of suicide, much higher than any other, much higher, are psychiatrists with these so-called mental health professionals, okay? And now here, the interesting thing, it's like, well, oh, I can see that. If you want to find out about suicide or you're suicidal, let's go to the profession that's got the highest rate of suicide. They should know more about it than anybody else, right? And, I mean, that sounds
so strange. I mean, anybody with common sense, wait a minute. If you're struggling with thoughts of suicide, you go to someone who is in a group that within that group has the highest rate of suicide in the country. That is totally illogical.
Well, I mean, but this is the society we're living in today, okay? He goes on to say in this article here, a California Deathocrat has proposed a bill that would allow mental health professionals to place a child as young as 12 years old in a residential shelter facility without parental knowledge or consent, without being any prior allegations of incest or child abuse. The stated purpose
of... That's state-sanctioned kidnapping, right?
Right. The stated purpose of AB 665, introduced by Assemblymember Wendy Carrillo. Wendy, you need a psychiatrist. No. Wendy, you need God. Wendy, you need to repent. Wendy Carrillo, you need to repent. Wendy Carrillo, you need God. You really do. Is to bring existing laws into alignment. Currently, children aged 12 and over are able to consent to receiving mental health treatment and counseling services, but cannot consent to being placed in a residential shelter facility unless deemed either a risk to themselves or others. You know, it's just amazing here. Now, here we're seeing what's happening in Tennessee, Joe. The trans things are threatening violence in Tennessee. And what I mean is these are males that think they're females, that are under, they're delusionary. They're females that were getting large doses of testosterone and got no idea who they are or what they are, because they have been listening to fools. They have been taking advice from absolute, complete, total fools. And so here it says this. Trans radicals threatening violence in Tennessee over trans and drag queen legislation. Today, trans person reportedly shot and killed 6 people at a Nashville, Tennessee Christian school, right? Well, on the same day, she does this. Now, see, that was a woman, folks. See, I'm going to give you some common sense. Here's the reality. Now, this is far above anybody that works at NBC, ABC, PMSNBC, CNN. There's nobody there that have got the mental capabilities of understanding that these trans things are men who think they're women who are delusional, and women who think they're men who are delusional. But those people at NBC, ABC, and CBS, they're all delusional because they can't grasp the reality of what is happening here. So, on Sunday night, NGO posted screenshots of a tweet which a nihilistic trans rights extremist called for violence against Tennessee lawmakers after the state banned the medical transitioning of minors and drag performances where minors may be present. By the way, Joe, I think 40 states now have done that. The NGO, by the way, is the Gateway Pundit. Anyhow, the far-left extremists and militant trans activists are threatening to injure or kill lawmakers in Tennessee as revenge for the state banning the medical transitioning of minors. Their violent threats have surged in recent weeks. And I think we got to get that done in Ohio. Ohio is not one of the 40 states, and it certainly should be one of the 40 states. But now...
One of the bad ones. Minnesota is advancing a trans refuge bill that they say, quote, to ensure trans kids have access to care, but it's like California. It's going to threaten to take children away from parents that don't consent. So what we're seeing is this division in America is getting wider and wider and wider, and between the red states and the blue states, and people keep saying, oh, we just all need to get along and we just need to start talking to each other. But on things like this where they are talking about destroying, abusing, and mutilating children, there is no middle ground to compromise. This is not one of those things you compromise on the life of a child, like abortion. It's either live baby, dead baby. You either have a healthy child or a mutilated child that is sterile, has problems mentally, physically, spiritually. There's no compromise here. We must win this battle.
Well, the left did everything they could. They did not want the fact that this woman was confused, this trans thing, it was confused thinking she was a man. They did not, the left, the media did not. They did not want people that to come out. But they were unable to stop it. Okay, now.
Well, they still aren't putting out the, on this school shooting, they have the person's, what do you call it, the manifesto, and they are refusing to release it because there's something in there they don't want the people to know. And I know one of the things that a friend of this shooter was talking about, this person was having a sexual identity dysfunction, is what a former FBI special agent that studies this stuff, he calls it a psychological confusion. They call it sexual identity dysfunction. And he said, you look at most of the school shooters that have taken place in America.
The last five in a row. The last five in a row.
They've had sexual identity dysfunction. And what it is, there's hatred and confusion. And the experts are saying not only do these people want to die, but there's something in them that they want to take someone else's life. In other words, they want to do a suicide by cop, but before they do suicide by cop, they want to take somebody else because they are in pain. They want to inflict pain on other people. That's why they want to do the shootings and kill people. And then they do a suicide by cop, by the police, so that takes care of their pain. These are extremely mental ill people, and we have to realize what they're going through is a severe mental illness, and the American Medical Association is pushing it, promoting it, encouraging it, instead of calling it what it is, sexual identity dysfunction. And we've talked about this many times, that most of these children, if you leave them alone, they come out of any confusion. And most of the time, it was a simple matter of a child had homosexual feelings, and they turned that around, told them, well, you know, you're not really just attracted to girls, you want to be a girl. And the medical professions are the ones pushing this. And what, 20 years ago, this didn't happen in America. It didn't happen in the world. It's a created problem.
All righty, Joe. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, I'm going to be talking about the texts that were released from the trans Nashville perpetrator. So we'll be back. We're coming up to a break. We'll be back right after this. So don't go away. A lot more to come. Be right back.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.